This year's guideline harvest level is more than 8,000 tons for Kodiak's sack roe herring fishery. James Jackson is an area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He's been with the department for more than two decades and says this year's herring biomass is at levels he's never seen before.
Yeah, I'd say over the last four or five seasons, we've seen near record biomasses, if not record biomasses, in the Kodiak area.
Jackson says that's likely a result of limited fishing efforts and ideal environmental conditions for the region's herring. But without much of a market to sell all that herring sacro, which is the female fish's eggs, it's not economical for herring fishers to harvest the record numbers of fish available around Kodiak.
As far as I know, there won't be anybody buying.
Bruce Schockler has been fishing for herring for almost 50 years, but doesn't plan on going out for sacro this year. He describes himself as a recovering herring fisherman and says there really isn't a Kodiak sacro fishery that exists anymore. Schockler put forward a proposal to Alaska's Board of Fish during its meeting in January in the hopes of changing how the fishery is managed. He suggested changing the timing of the fishery to allow for more herring fishing in the fall season, months after the spawning phase when the fish are meatier.
If you want investment to come in, if you want new product development come in, you want market expansion to come in, then the management needs to change to allow those fish to be harvested at various other times of their life cycle when they're worth, when they have the needed nutritional profiles for the various products that are going to be used.
Herring products range from canned fish to pickled herring or even roe on kelp, also known as kazunoko in Japan. But in Alaska, the small, fatty, and silvery fish is mainly used as bait for catching other commercial species, such as crab or Pacific cod. One of the factors preventing the food and bait fishery from being more lucrative in Kodiak is the harvest levels and the permits for fishers to participate are limited. Jackson says over 100 permits were issued in the past for Kodiak's sacro fishery, while less than 10 exist for the food and bait fishery.
The sacro fishery used to be the more lucrative of the two fisheries, and so that's why the lion's share of the guideline harvest level is set based on, you know, the sacro fishery, whereas the food and bait fisheries essentially ascribe 10% of what the sacro guideline harvest level is.
Ultimately, the Board of Fish decided not to take action on Schockler's proposal, yet he's still pushing for management changes to open up more access to the resource.
I stand by that as an example of what Alaska could do. I could go on and on and on into what we could do and what actually there are Alaska processors doing and some of the potential, but none of the potential can be realized with management like it is now.
Regardless of what management changes happen and when, fishers and the department alike hope the trend of increased herring biomass will continue in the coming years. As of Friday morning, Fish and Game's Jackson says no boats, tenders, or processors had registered with the department for the upcoming sacro fishery. He says he expects less than a quarter of this year's catch will be harvested, leaving thousands of herring stranded in the water around Kodiak again this season. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.